The week before Aunt Flo comes to town is always a tough one. I just feel off. I don't feel like myself. My cravings go absolutely wild. And in New York City, when you can order anything at any time, it certainly doesn't help. Thankfully, now it's easier to manage PMS with estrocontrol. And for those who are going through menopause or premenopause, when it can be equally a struggle to find comfort in your body, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony and estrocontrol, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And P.S., BT dubs, Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. But it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, HAPPYMAMMOTH.com, and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today. If you don't have something nice to say, come on my pod instead.
When it comes to Jersey drama.
Heck yeah.
No, I'm doing it again. Do it again. When it comes to Jersey drama, call me Switzerland. Because I keep the peace and I'm as high as the Alps. I'm proud of that one.
I'm proud of you for that too.
Yeah. Thank you.
You guys, it's Andy's Girls. It's episode five, and I'm so excited. I really don't know. I really don't know. It's like, I don't know until I have to put in the show notes, and then I look back at the most recent AG, and I'm like, because the other day I was like, oh, we're definitely in the 540s, but we were somewhere in the fucking 530s still.
I'm in the literal 30s, so that's impressive.
I'm almost in the 30s, except I'm still in my spiritual mid-20s plus. And that's definitely a very real thing. You guys, it's Andy's Girls. I don't know where the fuck I am, but I'm so glad that we are about to take a journey to Franklin Lake. So
let's go.
Welcome back, return guest, content creator, host of the podcast High and Low, and someone whose Instagram bio says it all. If Dateline and SportsCenter had a Bravo baby, welcome back to Andy's Girls. Bravo, Bravo, ducking Bravo, BBDB.
It's always a pleasure. It's a joy. Let's dish.
Let's dish. I am so excited to dish with you. I do, though, have to ask you, threw some fucking fakakta, I don't know, whatever they call science information before we started recording. And I said, no, we need to get this on the record. So I made a joke because neither of us could think of a goddamn tagline to save our absolute lives. I said, you should try ChatGPT, which is something I've heard of because of the SAG after strike, but something I've never used because I honestly don't know how. And now that Instagram, their search bar is now AI, it's very confusing. I'm too young to understand technology.
You're just a baby.
You don't even know
what's happening. Yeah. Okay. And so what I was saying was that there is an actual environmental impact to ChatGPT. So, there's all these what are they called? I can't even think of them right now. What are those things? Data centers. So it pulls energy and water because those places have to stay very cold. So if you've ever been in an IT room, they are ice cold because just the heat that your computer puts off of. You think about that. But for everybody watching cat videos in the whole world, especially in America. So we have a lot of these data centers. And then ChatGPT itself uses a ton of energy and water. And so the basic rule is every time you search something on ChatGPT, the impact is the same as pouring out a bottle of water and like throwing the plastic bottle down on the ground. So it's shocking to me that they just made this reaction, you know, knee reaction of putting this as part of Google now. So it's just there. Like it's not, nobody asked. If I'm just looking for something on Google, which I don't use Google anyway, I use DuckDuckGo if you're in the know.
DuckDuckGo?
Yes.
Like
yes,
a
ma'am.
Goose, but not? Correct. You didn't get to the goose?
We're talking about waterfowl. DuckDuckGo. That needs to be your new search engine.
No,
absolutely.
I'm never going to
because Google is tracking everything about you. They're pulling on, and they're a really not an ideal search engine anymore. They've sold out and they're taking payments from people to like push their content higher and give you answers that benefit companies instead of your question that you originally asked. Anyway, they're going to put a hit on me if I talk more about it, but there is an impact to ChatGPT. So it's shocking to me that people are pushing it more than it's already being used.
Wait a second. I didn't even know that ChatGPT was a part of Google. I thought it was like a website or like an app.
It's not something independent, but they're trying to, so everybody can harness the power of ChatGPT. I'm not, you know, an IT expert here, but they're just making that part of their search engine now.
No, I'd rather be dumb. Honestly, I even was on Expedia. I have like 85 different tabs open on my iPhone right now. Like,
who
speaking
doesn't?
About coolers, I need a fucking cooler for the fact that I've been up. I just haven't been sleeping. And I was like, oh, I feel like maybe going on a random trip that I absolutely cannot afford. And I have Expedia open. I know. And I Googled to be like, hotel, blah, 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 blah. And some of the fakakta answers were like, oh, don't use so-and-so search engine because they're all AI reviews. And I said to myself, are they just making up reviews now? That's what I rely on, the essay from Susan in Kentucky who had a bad experience in Australia. Like, I'm not going to Australia, but like I rely on her review of the thread count and some photos of old mildewed pancakes or whatever.
Two places I will tell you to look. This is where I go when I want to know what the real deal is with a resort, an area, whatever. My first one is TripAdvisor. I'm a loyal fan of TripAdvisor. And especially I never look at the resort photos or hotel photos. Forget that. I don't want to see that. I want to see visitor photos, guest photos. I want them to show me the dirt they found in the tub. And I want to see, am I okay with finding that a level of dirt in the tub? So go there until they ruin it with ChatGPT. And then TikTok. Anywhere you're thinking about going, do it. No, do it. I dare you.
You know I'm not going to do it.
Why do you resist? Why do you resist?
First off, I love your Friday night TikToks. I went to sleep literally at 5 a.m. because you know I'm dealing with some shit. I went to sleep watching your TikTok Instagram story compilation and woke up and rewatched what I watched before and then also the new compilation and was literally laughing my ass off. Like what you're doing as a public service. Here's my issue with goddamn TikTok is that our friend Lauren has said this to me multiple times.
What?
It's so...
She loves TikTok.
Well, she's a fucking like Uber content creator. She's like super popular. She's like, it's so easy. It's so easy to use. Ma'am, I tried it once. I tried going on once and it was like green screen something. And I said, never again. I've never felt so dumb in my life. It's not easy.
It's a lot of effort. This is how I would equate that. It's like somebody who already knows how to rollerblade being like, it's so easy. I broke my ankle the first time I tried to rollerblade. There's a learning curve to all things, especially TikTok. There's a lot that you can do. They make it very easy to edit videos, add a voiceover, like all the stuff that is very difficult in every other platform. TikTok makes it super easy. So you really just got to get in there and like play.
Wait, so were you more of a rollerblader than a roller?
I have never rollerbladed. I have never rollerbladed. I'm a skater till I
die. I was about to say, shout out to United States of America in Somewheresville, Rhode Island, Providence or whatever. Maybe Warwick, couldn't tell you. A Kingston, perhaps.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my youth.
I love it. I love a roller skate. Why would you do a blade? Why? You're like, oh, this is really comfortable, but I wish I couldn't stand. I wish I... This is so fun and good for me. I wish I could just break an ankle just from standing.
I wonder what's more dangerous, rollerblading or a motorcycle?
Oh, well, definitely a motorcycle.
You think? Okay.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about an ele- electric bike. I don't understand how those work. I see them in New York. I'm like, why isn't anybody pedaling? It doesn't, like, I'm not of this time. I'm not of this era. Era's tour.
Here's what bothers me. I wish that New York, and I'm sure somebody out there feels very passionately against this. I wish that New York did the scooters that other cities do. Because I like to be able to just hop right off a scooter and walk away from potential danger. If I'm on a bike and my whole body is 3 feet off the ground and my head is, I feel like I got to have a helmet. I'm not going to rent a city bike until I get a helmet because I've seen the cabs. I've seen the way people drive. It's too scary for me. So I wish they had the scooter because you can just hippity hop off and stop it very quickly with like little danger to yourself other than...
Babe, you're going to die if you ride a scooter in New York. We're going to look at you like Pac-Man.
No,
like,
but you're upright. It's just like you're walking super fast. You're upright. It's not like you're on a bike.
Like this. This is different.
I feel like that would be more fun for us to hit, maybe. I don't know. I don't drive.
Okay. It seems like the bike is more dangerous, is what I'm saying.
Also, sidebar, speaking of driving, so my license has been expired for several years, hasn't been an issue. I just honestly just take my passport everywhere because I'm like, I don't have time for this. And I never got a New York license. I just had this expired Rhode Island license. My mom has been on my ass to renew or switch over whatever the fuck my license for literal years. And I've been like, ma'am, I just don't have time. So finally, push came to shove. I went online last night to the New York DMV. It was like a fucking PSAT, like every goddamn document you've ever needed in your entire life.
Yeah.
Takes a couple days for them to decide. And Tobes goes, great. The next time you're in Rhode Island, you can drive me to XYZ. I said, ma'am.
She wanted a chauffeur.
Of course she did. I said, ma'am, just because I have a license doesn't mean I should be able to drive. I had to do extra credit at 16 years old to pass basic. They had to hire me a tutor. I kept running through stop signs because honestly, they're easy to miss. And I hit a cat. I was
No, Sarah.
No, it was very upsetting.
If the cat wasn't okay, then just don't say anything else about it. I'm going to be upset.
No, the cat survived. The cat survived.
Thank God. Okay,
and
no,
I'm also
so glad.
Hit rocks.
I'm glad that
the cat
was
all
right.
One time and like fucked up all the tires because I didn't know you couldn't drive over rocks on the side of the road. The cat is fine. I don't want to hear from the cat community.
Good.
PETA, if you're listening, go fuck yourself. I'm a vegetarian, but you guys
well,
are bad.
they would probably take issue with the cat being let outside. There's a strong community who doesn't believe the cat should be let outside because they kill birds. And then it puts them in danger. But I am a believer in live your life.
I mean, I think the cat was unhoused. I don't think the cat was
it was a stray?
Yeah, I assume not
that
to.
That makes it even sadder.
I'm not trying to judge the cat by appearance because the cat might just have been like going
through
its grudge
era. Yeah,
what
if the cat totally had a house and now it's like, who are you to call me a wild cat, a feral cat?
Listen, Kate Moss, mid-90s, was like walking down that runway in varying looks that were not necessarily great. So
Derelict.
Anything is very.
That was very in.
That was very in. So listen, we have to talk about New Jersey for at least 6 minutes. But let's do it. But before we do that, can we just have a brief conversation? And this is really upsetting to me. And this is accountability circle, also known as a sister circle. Shout out Quad.
Yes, there's no shame here.
No shame in my game. I just want to have a little bit of a chat with you about, it's not about, you're not in any trouble, which means you're absolutely in trouble.
Okay, what did I do?
And you and I might have different takes on it, and I find it very upsetting, but I'm just going to take a moment and discuss the fact that you came over to my apartment several months ago, high as a fucking kite, and we watched, did we actually watch it? Now I feel like I was high. We watched a certain documentary special.
We did.
About Her Holiness Jennifer Lopez's, you know, journey to losing $20 million, except I guess she recouped, but, you know, she lost a lot more.
The documentary is called The Greatest Love Story Never Told, and then I don't know what the actual movie is called.
I think it was called It Still Hasn't Been Told Yet, because maybe they're breaking up. I mean, This Is Me Now, I think, is what it was going to be called.
Oh, oh yeah.
She was then going to go on the tour, but nobody liked the Amazon special. So now the tour is like, just kidding. This Is Me Now, but also mostly then, like, greatest hits.
Yeah. Oh.
Long story short, we're going through a lot as a country and as a world. I never thought that Bennifer would ever be back. When they got married, I thought, this is it. This is the full circle moment. I never need to find my true love because Jen and Ben found theirs once again. And word on the street, on every fucking street corner, every street in the goddamn world, is that maybe they're breaking up. I'm rattled by this. I can't believe we have to go through maybe a breakup again.
I know. I know you are. And I think it's sweet. I think it's sweet that you thought it was going to last, number one, and that you're shocked by, you know, the potential alleged downfall. Whereas I was like the old Italian lady in the back of the room yelling curses in another language as soon as they got together, because I knew that this was not going to last. Now, if there's nothing wrong and they're doing great and they're still enjoying each other, then wonderful. We're happy for them. We are happy for people who are happy. But having been alive and cognizant the first go around, I was like, no. Because they really weren't together that long. They just had a lot of hype around them. And it wasn't great from what I remember. It just, I don't know why they've done this. She could have just, kicked the tires for old time's sake. They didn't have to like get married and she didn't have to do these like little dances for him at the wedding that leaked and then $30 million movie and documentary and shared all of the amazing letters that he wrote to her and that she ever wrote to him. And she just put it out as fodder as like a coffee table book. So everybody who was coming in there, choreographers, hair and makeup people, craft services, everybody just thumbing through this thing. They're calling him Penn Affleck or whatever. It's like, come on. Come on.
Paris is always a good idea, and when I schlep on over to Europe, to my favorite city in the world, I bring with me a few important phrases that I have learned from housewives. C'est bon, chic c'est la vie. Je m'appelle the Countess, n'est-ce pas, Luann? And while those key phrases are important when speaking to any French bravo-holic, for other matters of life, that's where Rosetta Stone comes in. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including, of course, French. It features fast language acquisition. It immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translations, so you really learn to speak, to listen, and to think in that language. It's an intuitive process. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. J'adore Chris Manzo. Et toi? There's a speech recognition filter which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's convenient with desktop and app options. And it's an amazing value. Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, AGs can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Today. There is something wonderful about the change of seasons here in New York. No, not just upping my electrolytes when I go for a relatively short walk. It's the smell of summer grilling, especially for whatever reason, I don't know why, in the West Village. It's sort of my seasonal clock. When I start to smell people, that sounds crazy. When I start to smell summer grilling outside, I know summer is upon us. And listen, I can't dig into my veggie jog or veggie burger without some bread or buns. Just because it's summer doesn't mean you have to cut out all the carb-heavy foods you love. Hero Bread reinvented the bread and buns that make summer great. Fluffy, delicious flavor and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. For me, getting enough fiber and cutting down on sugar are key elements to feeling better throughout the day. Hero Bread also has mouth-watering limited edition bakes, like the popular 2 gram net carb Hero croissant. As Luann would say, c'est bon, c'est bon. Keep the carbs out of summer without compromising flavor with Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use code Andy at checkout. That's Andy at hero.co. Now that the temperature is rising, and I don't just mean the heat coming between Lindsay versus Carl, it can be really difficult to get my hair under control. I have like this wavy, curly, frizzy, natural texture that I genuinely love, but it can be really difficult to find a product that works for my hair without feeling heavy and genuinely, genuinely counteracts the frizziness that I get naturally if I don't blow out my hair. That's why I love Way. Whether your strands are fine, medium, or like mine, thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner that's your type. I love the detox shampoo because it does exactly that. It detoxes your hair. And because I am a spiritual blonde and do have some color processing, the shampoo helps clean away all the schmutz that accumulates, leaving my hair feeling lighter and better than it did before. God bless that apple cider vinegar. And yes, for that frizz, I rely on the anti-frizz cream. I put it in after I shower, do a little scrunch of my hair, and I'm good to go. Way keeps me looking like me, just a little bit elevated. Jesse Solomon, have you heard my call? If you want volume, Way's fine hair and conditioner will give you a lift without weighing you down. Not sure what your type is? Take Way's hair quiz to find out. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code Andy for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code Andy. Here's my thing. I genuinely think that he's her soulmate. If she can't make it work, I'm not trying to blame the woman in this scenario, but I do think one of the issues, aside from him like cheating on her maybe multiple times.
Did you watch my highlight? I have a highlight called Genjamin. It's up right now in my highlights reel. Have you watched it? I just answer the question.
I'm never going to call it Genjamin, and I am a feminist, but it's fucking Bennifer forever. Okay. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, I'm too old for that.
It's
shit.
Whatever we say it is. And he's lucky to be in the room. But listen, go watch the highlight because he messed it up forever ago. And
he fucked some like lady in Canada.
He went down on a stripper, allegedly, according to the stripper. And we believe women. Her story never changed. 10, 15 years later, story remains the same.
I definitely believe that happened. But I also think people can grow from that. They can change. Jen loves this man. I do believe that he loves her. I just think they
sometimes
thought,
love just ain't enough. I mean, look, you can't look at those two after what she has just put out into the world and not say that there might be a rough patch. Look, so maybe the middle ground is they're just going through something right now and they're gonna piece it back together.
I'm not getting that energy.
You think it's donezo?
I don't know how every media outlet in America decided on a Thursday to all agree with each other and nod their heads, but it does appear that they're like fully cooked.
Okay. Well, I try not to feel bad for people with that much money and ego, but I am sorry for whatever they're going through.
Well, maybe you don't know this, but Ben is from Boston, so he has my undying allegiance, and I also met them on the set of like Geely or one of them.
That's right.
Several years ago. Yes. So they always like landed for me a little bit. He looked like the weirdest Ken doll I've ever seen in my entire life, IRL. But also, he is from New England, and that carries with it just a bond that he and I have. And I just, it's like they know who the other person is. They were both available. So how is Fame once again fucking this up?
Can't blame Fame. You cannot blame Fame. I'm sorry. Fame. No. Fame. It's not.
It is.
So what is Fame to you? Is that what drove her to spend $30 million of her own money to make the movie and the documentary?
No, that was a passion project that she wanted to share her life and how she could be in, like, what was it, Flashdance or something? But, like, she's building a heart or something made out of steel, but then it turns into flowers.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain it because no one can, including Jennifer. And that's the power. I mean,
art is subjective.
It's art. And much like the long ago Broadway play where people were arguing over a blank canvas and whether or not it was art, so too shall people, you know, opine over what it was that Jennifer gave us. I can't say a lot about the actual special because it was not enjoyable, but the documentary,
we had a good time watching that.
Genuinely great. We were both verklempt, and don't you fucking deny it. We both were. Don't blame the pot. Don't blame your weird little gummy. That was human emotion and vulnerability that we saw and expressed.
I don't remember that. I remember yelling at the screen when he blamed the media craze for why their marriage fell apart. Their engagement fell apart.
That he fucked worked for like a newspaper or something. We don't know that.
Sure. And she just happens to be a stripper in Canada.
Maybe her outfit had like newsprint over the bikini or something.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's a shame she didn't get audio then, is what I'll say. Shame she wasn't better prepared.
You know what? That's the media these days.
At least one photo, anything? Okay.
You know, a picture speaks a thousand words, and I guess so does a Ben Affleck-led sex act. So we're in a place now where I just feel like I genuinely do think this is a media issue. It is how they identify the role of media in their lives. He is a different, he's fucked up, he's complicated, he definitely has an ego. I'm not saying he doesn't, but he's just more private. And and this isn't a critique of her, but she needs that, you know, 24/7 presence because that has helped build, create, strengthen her empire. A huge part of it is attention.
Her empire is already big enough. I think, you know, at this point, there are some people that just enjoy and feed on fame and they enjoy it.
I agree.
And, you know, a lot of people have amazing love stories, wonderful love stories, and they don't spend a ton of money. I mean, that has to hurt, even for the amount of money that they have, to lose $30 million. has to have a little bit of a sting to it.
I think it was 20, and I think Amazon bought it. So I think she maybe broke even, maybe.
Maybe she did break even. See, these kids don't really lose at the end of the day. There's nothing to lament for them. They're all right. I just think that you cannot blame the media. You cannot blame Fame. This is something that they did on their own. And you can say that Ben is a private person, and you can say that da-da-da. This is what happened in the early 2000s as well. Remember, he had the spray tan. He had his hair coiffed. He went through a whole like J-Lo makeover. She changed him from, you know, just like the normal guy on the street to being very like poppified, you know, in her world. And he was cool with it. He was down with it until he wasn't. So He knows what this is. And then people have been joking on this for 2 years since they've been together that he looks miserable at all these events that, you know, they go to. They've got their yin and yang.
I'm not blaming the media. I do. Obviously, it's their fault. And also, they bought this like $60 million house.
I was just watching a TikTok about it.
That's nuts. Like, that's a nuts amount of money to spend on. You know what
the real shame
anything.
Is, though? The house was so beautiful before it was renovated. It was originally built in 2020. It's on 5.5 acres of land, which isn't that much land for, but anyway, it's Los Angeles. And they took the house down and they built this like white box. And it used to be like a beautiful, almost like French inspired home. And they ripped all the character out. And now it's just like, They all look like parking garages, all these celebrity homes. I don't understand it. Doesn't make any sense to me. It's like the opposite of the homey home that we all think of and that we'd feel comfortable in.
This is my, I mean, so they didn't go down the Nancy Myers route? Big surprise.
They did not. They did the opposite.
Wow, wow, wow. They went can't believe
cavernous.
It.
Cavernous. Yeah.
I just don't understand how these people who have changed or not maybe mellowed, they've experienced a lot of things in their lives separately. When they come back together, it's like, you know who this person is. How do you not figure out a way to make this work? What was the point of getting back together except that you believed in this storybook romance before we even did? We thought this was just a fucking press thing.
So there's a South Park episode where they have celebrities like Matt Damon. I think Ben Affleck is part of it too. And it's about how smug they are when it comes to talking about issues. And I'm pretty sure that the characters... that they pass gas and smell it and enjoy the smell the entire episode. So it's like smelling their own farts, like they're just high on their own stuff. I know, but it's funny when you watch it on South Park. And that reminds me of this. It's like they were so obsessed and infatuated, or she was at least, with their own love story of we were together for 2 years, 2.5 years, 20 years ago, and now we're giving it another go round that I am going to just keep pushing that and make sure people know, like Bennifer 2.0, as if that hasn't ever happened in the history of the world, as if we didn't see Elizabeth Taylor marry the same man a few times. You know, this is not something that's new. This happens quite a bit. I'm sure the dating pool, once you get to that level of income and fame, is actually quite small. So I don't know. I wasn't like clamoring to see it. And again, I'm jaded. I'm jaded from when it first went down.
I just feel like they love each other and we needed this to work out. It was so shocking.
But what is love though? What is love though?
Something that she can sell me on a CD when she says for 15 songs that he's the one. It's a form of commerce, BBDB.
So he didn't know that people were looking through all of the letters and things that they had ever written to it. That's this big gift that he had given her when they got back together. He didn't know that. So he, in the documentary, is like expressing cringe and shock that she has done that without his knowledge. That to me is a bit of an issue. I can't imagine a relationship like that where you're not telling someone, hey, all of this intimate stuff that you've given to me, that is going to be the core of it. And now I'm going to share that with everybody.
And additionally, the fact that he let Jennifer Garner get away.
Oh, I
tells
know.
Us
I mean, that's...
that he's not great. You let this perfect person who you are so fortunate is your co-parent. He really, I know he's like a chronic gambler. He hit the fucking jackpot with his first wife. She is going to support him forever because she knows that that's what she's making the sacrifice, because I'm sure she cares for him, but she also knows that's what's best for the kids. I mean, housewives and house husbands all over the place should look at what Jennifer Garner has sacrificed to try to help her ex-husband be the best possible father he can. And I just, so like J-Lo, God bless her. I'm still kind of stuck on that Bennifer not working out. So when you give me the opportunity to have this kind of like early aughts, full circle, happy ending situation, I'm going to go full steam ahead. I just don't understand how it's imploded this early, because I don't know Jennifer Lopez, but like I know enough to have an understanding of her life. I don't know Ben Affleck, even though we're very close personal friends, but I know enough to have an understanding of his life. I just don't. I know that he has said allegedly that essentially this has been a 2 year long fever dream and the fever has broke. But I just don't get it. I just don't get how you enter into this thing and don't at least try to sacrifice. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I mean, but I do love Jennifer Garner. I think she's an amazing person. She seems to do a lot of good.
Yeah, she's and great. Save she the seems, children. She does so much with Save the Children.
She does so much that she doesn't need to do, and she does it anyway. And she makes the organic baby food from the farm back where she grew up. And she just seems like such an amazing, down-to-earth, in touch with reality. And then her daughter Violet is has been in the news a lot recently, yes, because she's one of the few celebrities to mask up, and she was carrying a book about pretty much kind of like the disparity in wealth mm-hmm. between people who can afford really good health care and why it's important to mask up, especially if you can, you know, like afford an N95 mask or whatever. And so I just think they're doing a really good job, or who knows how the parenting works, but they're awesome. She's awesome. Jen Garner, I don't know what his contributions are. He seems to have a good time when he's hanging out with his kids. I don't know what goes on with him and J-Lo. We can never know the intricacies of their relationship. But what we do know is they got married 2 years ago, and she put out this giant, huge project. So they were not they were not married for very long before she started working on this project. And in the documentary, she's crying, remember, because she couldn't go to a premiere that he was at that was important to him. I think the movie Air that he did with, you
Big
know,
movie.
His bestie.
Great movie.
And she couldn't go to that because she was working on their love story. It's like you haven't seen each other in 20 years. You couldn't just be together for a few years and make sure this thing is solid. Like, as soon as you get together, you got to work on a project to tell everybody you're back together and how special it is to you, when you could just be living that it's special to you. So, again, we're not like placing blame here. We don't know what goes on with them. It seemed an odd choice to make.
I do place a little bit of blame in just like the use of the media. I just think if you are in a bad spot, and obviously there's going to be a media presence regardless, but there's just like a seeking out of it.
There is, and they did that last time too.
It's not gonna go well. It's not gonna end well. And now they have kids, and they're, you know, mixing families, and now these kids are developing relationships with each other, and just to put your kids through that, I'm not trying to like parent blame them, but I am just saying, like, you need to put in a lot of fucking time into trying to repair this relationship if there's any chance of it, because your children are impacted by this. I'm not telling you to stay in a toxic relationship. I'm just saying, like, if you're, you know, 8 feet, you know, 8 feet in and then 2 feet out, you know what I'm saying? That's a new phrase that I just came up with because I'm very smart. I know I'm one of many people who struggles with the all or nothing fads. Juice cleanses, soup diets, keto, hours and hours of cardio. If this cycle sounds familiar to you, and it definitely does to me, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Ro to help them lose weight. And let's talk about the big O, obesity. 4 in 10 Americans struggle with it, so there should be no shame in the weight game. It's okay to talk about weight loss, and talking about it in a way that feels healthy. With Ro, you can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. That's right, the people's couch. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/andyscrolls. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/andyscrolls. Before being prescribed medication, patients must complete an online medical visit, lab test, and qualify for medication based on their BMI, lab results, medical history, and the discretion of a Ro-affiliated healthcare provider. Sheena Marie, or as I will refer to her forever and ever, amen, Sheena Shea, has been right about a couple things in life. Number one, good as gold is a bop. Number two, apples are a delicious fruit. And also, family life is unpredictable, and a little peace of mind goes a long way. Now, as a single woman living here in New York City, Pedro Pascal, it's your time. Oftentimes, I am checking in with my friends because safety is important. And so is peace of mind. In fact, when I had a medical crisis a couple years ago, my friends didn't know where I was while I was in the hospital. The reason they knew something was wrong true story, was because I didn't show up to a private shopping appointment downtown. That's where Life 360 comes in. Life 360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you keep track of the people and things that are most important to you. The people you need to know are okay. A focus that Sheena Shea keeps in mind. While Life 360 can be used for so many reasons, the option of ensuring that your kids are protected while giving them independence, checking on your friends, or for me, as someone who has some chronic health issues, to ensure that people know where I am. That's why I love Life 360. Another thing I love about it is that with all of these lovely European schleps, in addition to sharing my flight information with my mom, she can see exactly when I've landed because of the app. Parents have enough to worry about. Breathe easier with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code Andy's Girls to get 1 month of the gold package for free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code Andy's Girls. It's good as gold. After watching Lala and Sandoval's behavior on the Vanderpump Rules reunion, I developed such an intense thirst. I guess it's contagious when you're talking about Vanderpump Rules. So thank goodness for Fiji Water. Fiji Water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the United States. It has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH, and unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji Water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. In fact, Fiji Water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two, giving it signature soft, smooth taste. As someone who has spoken on the pod time and time again about the importance of having electrolytes, especially this summer, Fiji fits into my lifestyle so well. Before going on a little bit of a stroll, just a short one in these warmer summer temps, I grab my Fiji Water and I am out the door. Unlike some other premium bottled waters in the market, there's no ingredient statement on Fiji Water because there's nothing added to the water itself. Fiji Water is Earth's finest water. And as someone who's currently deep in the throes of watching Bravo's Finest Television, also known as Summer House, I know that having Fiji Water by my side is keeping me hydrated and refreshed. So Lala, take that.
I don't know. I think I'm connected with it because I love Ben Affleck. He and Matt will always have a special place in my heart. I have met both of them separately, sort of met Ben, not really. We sat next to each other in a waiting room. It meant a lot.
So you're tight. You're tight on first name basis.
We're very close. But I've dated a Ben before. I've dated a sad panda. And there's something very intoxicating and charismatic about it. It's hard not to go back to the zoo. It's hard not to buy another ticket.
And look, J-Lo's stock was pretty solid before this because she had just done the stripper movie. She looked amazing. She did the Super Bowl halftime show. She looked amazing. She sounded amazing. She had her daughter involved in it. She was at a really amazing place. Mm-hmm. And then this. Mm-hmm. And they did this stuff the last time. Remember the music video where he's rubbing the oil on her tushy on the yacht?
Absolutely, I remember.
And they're all greased up and she's got her little Newsies hat on. She's like, ding, 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 or whatever.
On a boat.
I don't even know.
A Newsies hat on a boat.
Well, no, she's dancing on top of a Rolls Royce or something. Wait, like, choke on it. Right, like, save right. It. We get it. You're on the yachts. You got the boats. Good for you. Shut up. I don't know. It just makes me irritated. I'm like, we don't need... Oh, let everyone see our love. We snort caviar. Stop it. Go enjoy each other in private. I dare you.
I know that this is a housewife podcast and we will get to it. But the last thing I'm going to say is, and this is not meant to be an attack, I just think that he is her soulmate. And if she can't make this work with him, she's fucked. Like, we can't pretend that A-Rod ever mattered. Mark Anthony, piece of shit. You know, Ohani Noah, like, I don't know, the choreographer whose name I, Chris Judd, like, I know her dossier, okay? The way that some people understand science, I know Jennifer Lopez, I know who she's dated, who she's married, who she's stripped.
We all do, against our will, we've all learned it.
No, active involvement. participation trophy. I could not be more invested in this. I'm just so scared for this multimillionaire. I'm so scared for this woman.
You to watch my dive on this.
I'm so scared for her because you know she's all about love. Obviously, we saw her like beat a steel heart or something to get a garden to appear. Like this is her one shot. And if this doesn't work out, she's never gonna find someone again. This is my Armageddon. If Jennifer Lopez can't make this work.
Note the time and date, and mark my words. If this doesn't work out, she will be with someone new within a year. Because she has proven that she does not like to be alone. She'll be fine.
I'm so sad.
He'll be back on Raya. Did you ever see him on Raya? Naveen, it's me. Did you ever see that?
Wait, what happened? Yeah, there was somebody Naveen, who got like...
Naveen, why'd you unfriend me? It's me.
There was somebody who got kicked off because they like shared his like photos or something.
Oh, I don't think she got kicked off. So she made a TikTok. This was during the pandemic, I think. She thought somebody was messing with her. Very young woman. Beautiful body.
They're always young
woman
so
in
young.
Her 20s.
They're so young. Early 20s, I bet.
And so she made a video saying, you know, oh my God, I thought somebody was messing with me, pretending to be Ben Affleck, dropping into my DMs, but I think it was Ben Affleck. And then, because then she shows a video of him being like, Naveen, why'd you unfriend me? It's me. I got to show it to you. Have you seen it?
No, but he's so hot. I like can't.
No, the reason I'm saying it like that is because it wasn't hot. It wasn't. It was like an uncle looking psycho into the camera being like,
don't give him the uncle energy. Don't spoil this crush that I've had for 5 to 7 years because I'm very young. No, whatever. Like Team Naveen, I'm sure. And I do actually think she did get banned.
She wasn't being mean to him. She wasn't being mean to him in the TikTok at all. She was expressing shock. But everybody else watching it was like, ew, Papa, stop it. God.
Literally,
put your tongue back in your mouth.
I mean, how do we not feel that way? We will get to New Jersey. This is going to be a two-part episode. How do we not feel that way about the Toms? Like, Sandoval is dating a girl.
I do. That's why I can't watch the show.
She's like 23 going on 21. Schwartz is like, the thing I hate about my girlfriend is how hot she is. So I'm going to start with that. Like, they're young.
As women, we need to pass a law. You cannot date a reality star or a celebrity until you have a frontal lobe. Boom. Done. You must be 28. You must.
I don't have mine. Got another 3 years. Somebody get me a clock. Is that why I'm so fucking dumb? Because I'm so young?
Stop it.
I don't have a frontal lobe?
Just
a
baby.
Is that why I'm an idiot? I'm just a little baby.
Because, like, these poor girls that are dating the Toms, they have no idea. Like, this is going to be part of their life and their lineage and their name. You know, you Google it a decade from now. It's like, girlfriend to Tom Schwartz, who rubbed a lemon on his armpits when he thought he smelled.
Here's my question. Is that Sandoval is, like, really proud and impressed of the fact that his new girlfriend, Victoria, doesn't watch Vanderpump Rules? Doesn't that almost
says she doesn't.
Says she doesn't. She absolutely does. There's no way she'd be sleeping.
There's no way.
How is that? What does that say that with all of the bad press surrounding him, if you haven't seen the show, you're just focusing on who he is IRL? That can't be a good edit. Like, Tom Sandoval's better with the edit that production has gifted him for Christmas. Well,
you know, I can't pretend to understand the mindset of a young woman who would date Tom Sandoval. So there's a lot of mystery. There's a lot of just guessing for me. I'm like wading through this fog. But I would venture to say that there's no way that she's never seen the show. There's no way that her friends or family have never seen the show. And that, you know, this is maybe just something exciting, or this is something that's turning her into a familiar name. And maybe she's looking for that.
If you were stuck in the woods, would you choose Sandoval or the bear?
Stop it. Now that's insulting to me.
Because you know that we would choose the bear?
Yes. Even if the bear was like, but I just want to be clear, I am going to attack you. I'm like, nah, I still choose you, buddy.
I just wonder if you chose Sandoval, he could be like a chum flashlight.
of like he's just going to start singing or crying or whatever, and then you just push him toward the beasts.
Either way, I die. And then you run. Because either way, either I jump or I'm mauled. And at least in one situation, I feed baby bears.
How better of a transition to the universe of New Jersey? You know what? We've talked so much about Vennifer and Jen that this is a two-part episode. So stay tuned for part two, which you can listen to right fucking now to get our hot takes on all things Franklin Lakes.